Mike Bishop spent some time in Ingham County Thursday to meet with small groups of constituents. The Republican congressman held a series of listening sessions in Stockbridge, but a few who felt left out believe their man in Washington isn't listening to them. I met up with Congressman Bishop early in the day at Sparrow Hospital in Lansing, and I asked him what he expected his constituents might want to chat about.
Healthcare, jobs in the economy, and national security weighs heavily on everybody's mind all the time.
Bishop did touch on many of those topics in three separate listening sessions at the American Legion Hall in Stockbridge, but a handful of people who wanted to attend but could not voiced their displeasure in a protest just outside. Kirsten from Maglish stood beside a makeshift clothesline on which were clipped the names of many others she said Bishop left out to dry. She said Bishop's choice of venue made it inconvenient for most people to attend during working hours, an example of what she said is the congressman's inaccessibility.
So what we wanted to do was to visualize the obstacles for people in coming here to protest or to be in these listening sessions, the difficulties that we have to face even just to talk to our representative, that we don't think should be the case. That's why we've called it a clothesline protest. It is clearly not dry.
Mike Bishop rejects claims that he's aloof and disconnected. He says smaller sessions avoid non-productive shouting matches, the likes of which many of his peers in Congress are experiencing.
You know, I think there's also an element out there who just frankly does not want to be impressed by what someone does, especially in elected government, and there will always be a protest. So I can't change their opinion. All I can do is do my job, and that's what I'm going to do.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.